I'm delighted now to welcome John Baer. He is a baritone, and he will be performing in a performance tomorrow night called Pahayoki, a plea for life at Tipton Hall on the College of Santa Fe campus, sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute. And it's part of Santa Fe New Music's presentation. The plea for life is about the Everglades. We're going to be talking about that. Welcome, John, to the Radio Cafe.
It's great to be here.
And Reese Peterson is with us. She is the executive director of the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, for whom this concert is a benefit. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be here, and we're delighted to be in cahoots with Santa Fe New Music.
Now, this Pahayoki, A Plea for Life, is basically an environmental oratorio that is about and uses sound from the Everglades in Florida.
That's correct. It's a sort of a plea to help save the Everglades. The Everglades is a natural ecosystem that's basically a slow-moving river that flows in Florida.
Absolutely,
about a mile a day. And because of water control devices, humans siphoning off water from the glades and setting up dikes and levees and dams and things like that, it stops the flow of the Everglades, and it is killing the ecosystem. And because it's such a fragile place, and about 50% of it is gone now. And if we don't do something very, very soon, it'll all be gone. And it's such a beautiful and marvelous place that it would be a shame for future generations not to be able to enjoy it.
And it's environmentally very important for many species, not to mention water supply for human beings.
Absolutely. So many bird species have already gone extinct. Again, everything, it really is a fragile ecosystem. When one thing doesn't work, then certain species die out. And it's all human encroachment. The city, the megalopolis of Miami, it comes right up to the Everglades now. And so we just have to make it so the Everglades can stay as they are now. It'd be tough to get them back to 100%, but the important thing is to keep them as they are.
So Jack Tamil is the composer of this piece, and he did a lot of recording of environmental sound. Is that correct?
That's right. A lot of the sounds that you hear in the piece all of the ambient sounds are from the Everglades. He took high-tech equipment and went out and recorded sounds mostly at night, and some of it is just really incredible. You'll be sitting, and basically all you hear is this huge sound, and it's just frogs and insects, and it's overwhelming. It's really incredible.
It's interesting. I mean, you are a baritone with this very distinguished opera background, which is so, I don't know how to say it, but like indoorsy cultural as a as a music form. What is it like to be essentially in collaboration with non-human musical species sounds?
It's actually really fascinating and exciting and fun. It's definitely a different medium than I'm used to, but you know, sometimes it's great to break out of that mold and to try something new and try something fresh. And I just think it's beautiful, and it's so much fun, and it's interesting to be able to work with electronics. One of the things I do on stage is sort of orchestrate many of the sounds that happen, and some of my voice is dubbed over, which I play, which is sometimes intimidating to be singing with yourself. It's fun. It's been a lot of work, but it's also very rewarding.
Now, your father, David Baer, is the pianist, and he's going to be on this piece as well.
Yes. He has been in collaboration since the beginning. He's on the CD recording, and he played when we did the concert in Philadelphia.
Now, Jim Miller wrote the libretto, essentially. He is an attorney and an environmental activist,
yes.
And he grew up around the Everglades, and I guess he will be speaking, but he also wrote the text.
He did, and his passion and love of the Everglades, I think, really shines through when you listen to and hear the text. He has so much respect and love for this ecosystem, and over just the past 20, 30 years, he's just seen the kind of decline that's been happening, and it takes a toll on him. It's because, I mean, he has a house there, he spends much of his time there, and he's frightened for the Everglades, and I think it comes through. His love of it, the beautiful parts of the Everglades shine through in the piece, but also this real plight, this idea that if we don't act now, it could be lost forever, and that's very scary.
One of of the themes that has been coming up for me over and over again is the conflict between two philosophies. One is that humans are here to basically dominate the earth, and the other is that we are here to share the earth with everybody else. And the latter is not really in the forefront right now. I mean, certainly a lot of people believe that on a spiritual level, but in terms of the way the economy works and the way human migration patterns work, we are taking over in a way that's not working.
I think that's true. On the other hand, I think people are becoming more and more aware of the impact that human activity has had on the Earth, especially since we've become so technologically adept as a species. We've multiplied population far beyond what the Earth would normally be able to carry. We are very excited at the Santa Fe Conservation Trust. As you know, we're the local land trust. We help to provide communities and landowners with opportunities to conserve land and the land through which the water flows. We are very pleased that the Santa Fe New Music has chosen us to be partners with this wonderful oratorio, and we're very grateful that people like John Baer, Jack Tamil, James Miller are sharing with us their generosity to help connect Santa Fe audiences with the issues about land and water as well. I was very impressed that James Miller, who John has just mentioned, is very connected to the Florida landscape and the Everglades, to be able to make that connection with the desert landscape as well. He understands that our issues here largely have to do with water and water supply, clean water, and water security for both people and wildlife.
Well, and that is such an interesting connection. Florida, which is so wet, and Santa Fe, or northern New Mexico, the desert, which are so dry, are dealing with the same issues in ways that are far more similar than they might appear on the surface.
Oh, absolutely. They're very connected and very similar. Because it's all about water. The Everglades is all about water. And I think Santa Fe and New Mexico, water conservation and water supply, and again, as we just mentioned, sharing it between humans and animals, sharing it with the land, but also having enough for the people, but really understanding that the environment is so important. And if we take it for granted and don't share the water, that some of it might go away. It might not be around for very much longer.
Well, and as we talked about in the last segment, the potential effects and the already real effects of climate change, the reality of taking the water out of the rivers and so on, but the effects of climate change include massive droughts and the drying up of the fresh water that we have.
Absolutely. And, I mean, again, because every ecosystem is so fragile and every species depends on one another, when you take away certain water, then the ground becomes so dry that when rains do actually come, they cause more floods. And so even though it seems like there's enough water, it's actually hurting the ecosystem because it's not used to having that kind of strain imposed upon it.
Why don't we hear a little bit of this piece that people are going to be able to hear tomorrow night at Tipton Hall, Pahayoki, A Plea for Life. The piece that we're about to hear is called
Prayer for Pahayoki.
Okay, and this is you singing.
Yes, this is me singing. There's some piano and also some ambient sounds. And this song is basically talking about what the Everglades are, but also what they need. Needing water, needing rain. It's a beautiful piece that sort of embodies the peacefulness and tranquility of the glades.
Okay, let's hear it.
Sacred grassy waters, bringing life to the glades, holy streams of sawgrass. Last, you Spoonbills fish every day. Hammock shade white light. River of
And that was an excerpt from A Prayer for Pahayoki. What is that name, Pahayoki? That sounds like an Indian name.
It is. It is the Seminole Native American word for the Everglades, River of Grass, which is basically, when you look out over the Everglades, a lot of it is just one flowing grassland. And when you see the wind ripple through it, it's almost like waves on water. It's really incredible. And when the first explorers came to the Everglades, they called it the Everglades. Because it's just one big glade, and it goes on what looks like forever. I don't believe that the topography ever gets above about a foot above sea level. And so as you gaze out across it, it basically becomes one with the sky, making you believe that it goes on forever. So it's a very beautiful place.
So this is just a taste of what people will hear tomorrow night at the concert at Tipton Hall. It's from Santa Fe New Music, and the Santa Fe Art Institute are collaborating, and it's a benefit for the Santa Fe Conservation Trust, of which you, Reese Peterson, are the executive director. Tell us about some of the projects that you're doing.
Well, we are working with landowners all throughout the northern counties of New Mexico, Santa Fe County, San Miguel County, Rio Arriba County. In particular, our latest projects have been to help protect in perpetuity land along the Los Pinos River in northern New Mexico, which has some of the most pristine trout habitat in the state, incredibly untouched, beautiful views and forests, meadows, a gorgeous river runs through it. We are also working with landowners along the Pecos River, the upper Pecos River, basically upstream of I-25 and upstream of the village of Pecos. Lots of landowners there are collaborating with us to protect hundreds of acres along that area. As you listeners probably know, to protect clean waters and water supplies, we have to have open natural lands, both so that the water is not contaminated as it flows over the land, and also open natural lands help us to recharge our groundwater supplies for wells, for rivers, for springs, for wildlife, and for people. So
yeah,
we work all over New Mexico to protect the land that protects the waters that people and wildlife need.
That continuity between land and water, which you were talking about in the Everglades, is also so true in New Mexico. I mean, it's called a watershed because it's a very large area that feeds into the actual streams and rivers.
That's right. A watershed is the land over which precipitation flows to create rivers. Hmm.
And if that's all houses and asphalt, it doesn't work.
Exactly. It starts to starve the system in so many levels, just like is what's happening at the Everglades.
Absolutely.
John Baer, did you go to the Everglades? I know you're not from there, but to prepare for singing this piece about the Everglades?
Yes, I did. I wanted to go down and see for myself what all the talk was about, and I wasn't disappointed. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place, and it is like being on another planet. You go, and there's so much diversity of animal and plant life, and one of the ways that Jim describes it, which I think is so interesting, is that it's this sort of completely serene and peaceful environment, and then suddenly there'll be an explosion of life. There'll be a lightning strike that causes a wildfire, or there'll be an alligator that jumps out of the water and snags prey. It's not this tumultuous, active place. It's a really peaceful, serene place, and then there'll be these huge explosions of life. It's so interesting to see. It's really beautiful. It's incredible.
And that suggests all kinds of interesting rhythms that have musical possibilities.
Absolutely. Dynamics as well. Sometimes it'll be quiet, and then there'll be an explosion of a forte. And also different tempi, different rhythms. The first song is very rhythmic, and is a little bit. It's sort of a. The beginning starts off as just a plea, a plea for life, as it's called. That sort of discusses when you go there, when you've been there and you've seen it, you really do care. It makes you just want to make sure this thing is around forever. And so the first song is sort of a help. Please, you know, we have to do something now. And as it goes on, each song has a different feel. Each song has a different point of view. Sometimes I'm speaking in first person as the Everglades. Sometimes I'm talking about the Everglades, what they need. Other times it's just the last song, for instance, is very rhythmic and very fun, talking about the types of life that are in the Everglades and sort of a sound recreation of what the Everglades are. So it's really beautiful. Very it's tonal music, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. It's something that you can definitely latch onto. Also, you can listen to, and it's very soothing, but also very interesting. It's very it's very much a beautiful piece that I think people will really respond well to and very much enjoy listening to.
So. One thing that comes up for people when we are discussing the various environmental crises around us is, well, I'm not in denial about it. I understand what's going on, but what can I do? Well, actually, the way this is set up, that something that you actually can do is show up tomorrow night, Thursday night, February 25th at 7 o'clock at Tipton Hall on the campus of the College of Santa Fe. It's a Santa Fe new music production co-sponsored with the Santa Fe Art Institute, and it's called Pahayoki, A Plea for Life. And what it does is it benefits the Santa Fe Conservation Trust so that they can actually do the work of land conservation. Reese Peterson is the executive director of that organization, which is on the web at
sfct.org. Tickets are available online, but you can also buy them at the door.
And John Baer is a baritone. He will be performing along with his father, David Baer, on piano, and James Miller, the environmentalist, attorney, sound recordist, and librettist of this piece, will be there, and the composer as well?
Jack Tamil, yes, he'll be there.
Jack Tamil. So we will see you all tomorrow night. Thank you so much for being with us.
Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow night, everybody.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.